Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, y'all, let's take a ride. Don't you say a word, just get inside.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the FWWC tonight. Sit back, relax, and let us take you on a fantastic ride. Ladies and gentlemen, the FWWC tonight starts in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Enjoy the ride.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the FWWC universe. That's right. It is one of your co-hosts and one of your general managers, your general manager of the FWWC Blue Brand, Curtis Black, here with another episode, episode 117, Extreme Rules of the FWWC tonight. And we do have a lot to cover here. Before I go ahead and bring on my co-host, let me go ahead and thank our sponsors, the Wrestle Talk Podcast with Joe and Renee. Another fantastic episode last night featuring Techno Destructo and Derek Neal. And from what I've heard, the FWWC segment was absolutely fire. I haven't gotten all the way through the episode yet, but from what I've heard, it's absolutely amazing episode, so make sure you guys check it out on your favorite podcast apps. I would also highly recommend checking out their YouTube page. That's going to be Wrestle Talk Podcast with Joe and Renee on YouTube. You'll be able to see all of their simulcasted shows that they did. In addition, you also will be able to find the best promos of the FWWC, and that no better place to find them than on the Wrest Talk Podcast with Joe and Renee YouTube page. Also, make sure you're checking out WrestleTalkPodcast.com so you can find more information about the FWWC if you're new to our brand of entertainment, and also find out more information about their merchandise, including the awesome WrestleTalk Podcast mugs. So make sure you're checking that all out at WrestleTalkPodcast.com and WrestleTalk Podcast with Joe and Renee on YouTube. But before I go any further here, allow me to go ahead and bring on my co-host and the general manager of the Red Brand, Marcus Mayhem. Marcus, are you with me?
What's up, Curtis? What's going on, FWWC Universe? We have an action-packed show tonight, and I do want to give a special shout-out to Battlecat. If you're listening, I need you to call in Battlecat. We got some time for you. We got some important questions to ask you. So call in or not, as I'm about to say, you too scared to get online, man.
Well, and I'll just add to that, you know, he has a big opportunity, and not only for himself, but for his tag team partner as well. So I'd say if we've got Tank Westbrook listening as well, I'd love to get his thoughts on the situation that his partner's gotten him in. Regarding the potential for the unified tag titles as well. So lots of interesting stuff that we can go ahead and talk here. But really kind of off the bat, before we get, you know, into the specifics on Extreme Rules and before we get into, you know, some of the results that got us where we're going to be, I think we should go ahead and talk about the brand battle. And, you know, we both have feelings on it. You know, we're obviously on opposite sides, but we are – just about halfway through. We are in round six. The last score update that we received was for round six, week two, and that was a week that took place from June 28th through July 4th. So that gets us up through last Thursday. So we are nearly caught up with our scores, and we've got everything taken care of here. So I just kind of wanted to get your thoughts here, Marcus, on where we're at. I know we are all tied up, but both of us having won a specific month outright and seeing ties since then. Just your thoughts on the brand battle so far, and definitely want to get our superstars' thoughts when they call in.
you know, as much as I hate to say it, because I would rather us win, you know, in a way, it might be a good thing because that's going to encourage our superstars on both brands to kick it up a notch and try and get that elusive lead that has been kind of hard to come by because it's been neck and neck. It's been tied, like you said. And I think it's more incentive for people to step it up if they want to take that lead.
No, I 100% agree. And, you know, honestly, the ties, you know, we've, you know, both of us behind the scenes, I know we've been doing a lot to keep things fresh and to come up with new and exciting ideas. But the fact that we see the superstars, you know, do what they do and take it to another level really is the reason why it's been consistently tying, because, you know, we're seeing really good work really out of, you know, everybody on both brands. And the fact that we're seeing, you know, 3 or 4 point ties, you know, almost every week is really great for the FWWC. And I want to hear other people's thoughts. And we're going to go ahead and get to our superstars here momentarily as we start discussing Extreme Rules. But, you know, I just, like I said, want to reinforce that, you know, this is not only – doesn't say really say much on our part. We set up the matches, but from there, you know, there's only so much we can do. This is for the superstars of the FWWC. You guys are the reason why – you know, it's been tied and it's been as tight as it has because you guys are the lifeblood of the FWWC, and I'm just excited to see what the next 6 months brings. Whether or not I'm standing where I'm standing today, you know, I talked about it a little on Tuesday during the live challenge. There's been some changes going on. I'll go ahead and let you guys know right now. The tentative plan was to have our pick'em next week. I will be unable to be at the FWWC tonight next week due to some work commitments. So I am working to find somebody who can take that role for me in regards to that. And hopefully we can get that person locked down here soon. But with that, you know, that's news for next week. We have, like I said, FWWC Extreme Rules coming up this Sunday. You know, obviously we had some matches this week, kind of setting up some matches here. Marcus, are you ready to go ahead and jump into Extreme Rules?
Yeah, man, I'm ready. Let's do this.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and I want to let everybody know that I do go ahead and see them on hold here. So let me go ahead before we get started. Just one more time, thank our sponsors, the Wrestle Talk Podcast with Joe and Renee. Again, make sure you check out their YouTube page. It's absolutely fantastic. Extreme Rules is going to be a huge, huge night for the FWWC.
Fantasy Wrestling Worldwide Chapter, the original co-host that made this show what it is today is here, Marcus Dumbass. How are you gentlemen doing?
It's the man I had to save the podcast from. Yay.
Gentlemen, the reason I'm calling is I have a bone to pick with both of you. I come back. I ask for top talent. I get Funky Flex. I get the whiny bitch Tank. And I get the no-hack talent Douglas James. And then I don't even get a match Tuesday night, Marcus. What kind of show are you running on Tuesdays?
A show that you wasn't on, obviously, because I'm tired of you interrupting my damn show. Won't you, like, text me so you have my number? Text me and let me know. Jeez.
Look, I'm not the secondhand man. I don't text anybody. You come to me.
Those loft and move ties sound real tight right now.
So, the reason that I'm here, gentlemen, one, I haven't heard from either one of you on who wants me to come to their brand in the pick'em, and you both are still tied. And I said I'm only going to go to whoever's in the lead. So one of you need to step your game up. Second, I need a match for Extreme Rules. And third, I have a very, very beautiful blonde who is waiting for me right now. So you guys figure out my match for Extreme Rules. And once again, you're welcome.
Well, I mean, Marcus, you're in La Familia with Mr. Price. You know, he's, I believe that was the end of that conversation. So we, intern Timmy let him go. Haven't you been talking to him? I to be fair, I've had a busy week. I didn't get to him the way I should have. But have you not talked to him?
No, because I don't want to talk to him. I'm tired of him interrupting my show. I mean, he's demanding, saying he's... No, I am second in command, Rashard Priest. We don't have to go back to our UXC days when we were fighting over who is the best heel. I don't want to go back to that. We're on better terms now, Rashard Priest. I will contact you after the show, and maybe we can get you in for Extreme Rules. If not, we'll figure something out.
All right. We're gonna move on. We got a lot of good stuff to talk about here. I'm going to go ahead and start us off with a Blue Brand match because I know I've got somebody who's asked me to get them on here a little early. They need to get going. So we are going to go ahead and talk about the Fatal 5-Way finals of a little tournament that we had on Tuesday night that saw ultimately Xavier Saint, Allison Shea Atticus, Big T, a luchador to Kansas City, and James the Brick Wall Butkus advance to this Sunday where they will fight in a Falls Count Anywhere match to determine the new number one contender for the Hybrid Championship. And without any further ado, allow me to go ahead and bring on one of the individuals that's going to be involved in that match, a man from Columbus Park, none other than Big T to Paizan. Big T, are you with me?
Ladies and gentlemen, the main attraction is here.
All right, Big T, we got some questions here for you. So, as I mentioned before, we brought you on the line. You have a pretty big opportunity this Sunday when you face four other individuals in the Falls Count Anywhere match to earn a number one contendership for the Hybrid Championship, a title you have yet to hold on the FWFC Blue Brand. Any thoughts about that match and your competition?
Yeah, I'm very pumped up. I'm ready to go in there and whoop some ass come Sunday and possibly earn me a number one contender shot. It don't matter who's in the ring.
All right. One more question here, and then I'll go ahead and toss you over to Marcus. You know, so you've got this number one contendership. We'd also kind of love to get your thoughts on where you see yourself after Extreme Rules. You know, your former partner, DJZ, has now found his way to the top of the mountain when it comes to the FWFC Blue Brand. Any thoughts on that and where we might see Big T headed after Extreme Rules?
Yes, absolutely. You see, there's a difference between Big T and DJZ. You see, Big T didn't need a group of rejects to get Big T to the top. When Big T won gold, Big T won gold on himself. So, DJZ, sit tight, son, because that FHC title will be coming back to Columbus Park. And it don't matter who you got standing behind you, because I'll go right through him. His title win was a fluke.
All right. Mark,
you know
any questions for the man for Columbus Park?
I mean, I would say that, you know, you say that, you know, DJC's title win was a fluke, and he would probably counter and say that your whole career is being fluke. So what do you have to say to DJZ if he comes at you with something like that?
If repeat that again, what did you say? Because you said a bunch of nonsense. Fact of the matter is, you know what? I'm not even going to speak on it. I'm just going to let my actions do the talking, and that's going to go back and capture my FHC title.
All right. Final moment here, Big T, before we let you go. Any final thoughts for the FWWC Universe before Extreme Rules?
Absolutely. Expect the unexpected. And I got one last message also, and that's for Marcus Mayhem's daddy. You need to quit running from the scaredy cats and come to who wants to really face you and fight you and beat you down, son. Step into Columbus Park, but make sure I'm in the yard when you arrive. Listen, boys, I got to go. It's been fun. Curtis Black, you have a good night. Marcus Mayhem, tell your daddy to step up.
Does he have daddy All issues right. or something?
I don't know. I mean, I think he has to as often as he's talking about daddy, but it makes it very, very interesting. With that being said, I do want to go ahead and let's move on to what we're going to see from Red Brand here at Extreme Rules as we've kind of discussed the first initial match for Blue Brand. What are we going to see from Red Brand at Extreme Rules?
Well, the first match I'm going to get into is a match between Boston Man's heel deal and interim Battle Tank member Douglas James. And originally, this was just going to be, you know, one versus one, you know, regular match, no stipulation, something like that. But after what heel deal did to Douglas James, I see it's only fair that we keep things up a little bit. So I will turn this 1v1 match into a tables match between Heel Deal and Douglas James. And we will see if Douglas James can get some retribution to what happened to him earlier this week.
Tables matches are unpredictable. They're painful. I'm excited to see what happens. I'm excited to see if little Douglas can pull it off, but it's definitely some exciting work here. Let me go ahead, and I'm going to get to our next Blue Brand match here. And again, I do want to let everybody know we've got on hold that I do see you here. We are going to get to you guys here shortly. The next match I want to go ahead and discuss from the Blue Brand is going to be our United States title number one contendership match. In which we are going to see Tank Westbrook facing off against King Jarobi. The King has made his thoughts in regards to having just one title kind of obvious that, you know, he's not really happy with it and he wants to expand his collection. And he's going to be given the opportunity to earn that spot when he faces off against Tank on Sunday night. And your thoughts on those two? I know that King Jarobi did come over from the Red Brand in the trade along with the Hybrid Championship. Your thoughts on what he's done on Blue Brand since getting traded?
You know, he's kept his momentum. I mean, he's by far the best hybrid television champion of all time. And, you know, now, you know, I kind of regret giving you such a gem, but, you know, I'm really happy for him that he's seen his momentum moving over to Blue. And it's hard to say if I can find anyone or see anyone who can defeat him or take that belt off of him.
100%. And I know that intern Timmy is getting you a note passed over here, just letting you know who we've got on hold. But why don't you go ahead and bring up our next match from the Red Brand and see if you can get any of those individuals that we, intern Timmy, kind of messaged you with here, and we can bring them online.
All right, we can do that. The next match I'm going to get into is a Triple Threat Tornado tag match. And it is between the Prophets of Madness, Trekking Nightmares, and the Fallen Souls. Now, this tag match might have some implications on who will be part of that trio of tag teams that will try and dethrone Heaven's Demons at SummerSlam. And we know what the Trekking Nightmares are capable of. They've been tried and true for years in the group. Prophets of Madness. You got Bishop. You got Madman Joe. They have a lot to prove. And then you have the upstart Fallen Souls with Voorhees and Fallen, who are chomping at the bit to make their claim in the tag division. So it's going to be a very, very interesting match at Extreme Rules. And, you know, it's hard to say, but, you know, a lot of people are putting their money on the Prophets of Madness coming out with the win.
Hey, I know we've both got some interesting tag stuff that's going to be going on here to, like you said, determine who's going to be facing Heaven's Demon at SummerSlam. And we've actually got a number of individuals who are going to be involved in that very match on hold here. Allow me to go ahead and bring on the first individuals we're going to be bringing on, and that is none other than the Bishop, than the Madman. The Prophets of Madness are here with us. Gentlemen, how are you doing this evening?
We're doing Black pretty good. Man. How are you, Mr. General Manager?
Well, we're doing good. Like I said, before we brought you on, you guys have a big opportunity coming up here this Sunday to potentially, you know, make a statement when it comes to the tag team situation on the Red Brand. Would love to get both of your men's feedback. Let's go ahead and start with Bishop, just in regards to this match and what we're going to see happen with the three teams in the ring.
You see, me and the Madman, ever since we've been a tag team, have had those tag titles in our sights. And you see, we have beaten both the Trucking Nightmares and the Fallen Souls. As a matter of fact, this past Monday night was a bloodbath. 12 staples above my eye, 20 in the Madman's head against the Fallen Souls. But you see, we walked into the darkness and came out through the light. And so this Sunday at Extreme Rules, the Prophets of Madness, if I could coin a phrase or if I could go back to the old school and say we're going to go straight to the extreme because we're going to unleash a fury that no one has ever seen.
I couldn't have said it any better, bro. Simple as that. Prophets of Madness. We'll be victorious this Sunday at Extreme Rules because we have done proven that we are better than them.
So then let me ask you this, and Madman Joe, you can go ahead and start with this one before I throw it over to my partner Marcus here and let him ask you a question. You know, looking past, you know, for a moment, this match, just to assume for a moment that you do win this match and earn the opportunity to go to SummerSlam and face Heaven's Demons, are you prepared for what not only, you know, Marcus Mayhem brings, you know, knowing what he brings in the ring, but El Mata, you know, the legend, the man who, you know, I have to give credit where it's due, helped build the FWWC. Are you prepared for what's going to happen, you know, if you have to step in the ring with those individuals?
Well, to answer that the best I can, General Manager Mayhem, El Mata, the only thing I'm going to say is this, is if the Prophets of Madness walk out Extreme Rules, the winner, you will see a preview of what the battle will be that the Prophets of Madness will bring you at SummerSlam to claim the FWWC Unified Heavyweight Tag Team Championships because we have done work too long and too hard for them tag team gold, and it is time at SummerSlam that if we win at Extreme Rules, we will claim tag team gold.
Bishop?
Well said, Madman, because you see, as in the time that Madman and I have been together, we've had that goal. We've had our eyes on those tag titles. Now, General Manager Mayhem and El Mata, we are no strangers to each other. And so if the Prophets of Madness do win at Extreme Rules, just know that we've got those titles in our sight. because we've worked too hard, and we've beaten top tag teams, a lot of top guys in this group. And so we should be next in line to get a shot at the titles.
Sure.
Well, I'll just say before I just wanted to say before I toss it over here to Marcus for any questions he's got, you know, that's a fair, definitely a fair point of view to be coming from. But, you know, as we've seen, you know, with the history of these tag titles, very, very rarely are you going to see, you know, a two-on-two type of situation. You know, with that, you're typically going to see three or four teams because, you know, they are very special occasion and something that comes out only at the most important of pay-per-views. So you're definitely going to see some madness when it comes to those matches. But just wanted to jump in there, Marcus, any questions for the Prophets of Madness before we go ahead and move on to our next caller?
You know, I don't know if I really have any questions, but I have some statements to make really quick. And, you know, the Prophets of Madness are by far one of my top tag teams on Red. I really respect them. You know, they've worked hard or whatnot. But I have this feeling that you guys are going to underestimate what me and Mata bring to the table because you need to do a history lesson on who you are going to be dealing with, if you even make it there, because don't forget who's your boss also. I hold the belt, I hold the keys, and I hold both sets of balls in my hands. So you better think twice before you even dare come at me sideways, because I can make your dreams come true or make your life a living nightmare. So keep that in mind, boys, before you get to SummerSlam. Don't cross the boss.
Well, boss, I'll have to add to that one, and all due respect, when it comes to backstage and putting on the show for the fans, me and you on page on the same page. But if it comes to in the ring and then tag team goal, best believe I'm not holding back, sir. That's all I'm saying.
And if it should come down to the Prophets of Madness and the Heaven's Demons, rest assured, Mr. Mayhem, we won't hold back. We know who signs our paychecks. But you see, inside of that ring, that's our sanctuary. Just remember, we got our eyes on you in those titles. Sir.
Well, before you guys go, I have a little prophecy for you. If you do make it to SummerSlam, you will not be walking out with those belts. Hell will be coming from heaven to rain down on you two. And that's all I'm going to say.
We'll see soon and very soon.
All right. Well, I was going to it looks like we've still got him on the line, so I do this with all of our guests. I want to make sure, you know, I give them the same respect as you, everyone. Any final thoughts from both Madman Joe and Bishop? We'll start with you, Bishop, before we let you guys go and keep on moving with our evening.
Anything, Bishop?
All right. All right. Well, Madman Joe, why don't you go ahead and take us on out of here then, and then we'll let you guys go.
Well, the only thing I got to say is to the Nightmare Truckers and to the Fallen Souls, come this Sunday at Extreme Rules, the Prophets of Madness will be seeing you soon and very soon. And welcome to the Madhouse.
All right. Always interesting when we have Madman Joe on. Bishop always makes his voice heard. But we actually have another individual who's going to be involved in this tag match. And also had some other interesting things happen to him this week that we are definitely going to be addressing here momentarily. But I please just ask him, please be nice to us tonight. Don't mess with our lights. Don't do any of that weird crap that you always do. But allow me to bring on the man from Crystal Lake, the one, the only, Voorhees.
Curtis Black, Marcus Mayhem, it is the one, the only, Voorhees.
All right, Voorhees. Let's start with the tag match, and then I'm going to get to what I think everybody's really interested about, which is the events that transpired earlier this week. But you do have an opportunity this Sunday, as we just spoke with the Prophets of Madness, to potentially position yourself in a very favorable position heading into SummerSlam in the tag team environment. I'd love to get your thoughts on the tag team match and your partner and what we should expect from you guys on Sunday.
Myself and Fallen will walk in green rules, and we will take out the trucking nightmare and also the Prophets of Madness. There will be extreme bloodshed, and oh yeah, Voorhees has been upgraded.
Okay, so I love to hear your talk about this weekend, but what I really want to ask you about is what transpired on Tuesday night, and I'm sure you're aware, and I'm going to actually bring on, you know, the individual that you had some situations with here on Tuesday momentarily. Before I do, all I ask is this, this is, you know, from board of directors, intern Timmy, myself, Marcus Mayhem, all we ask is that both individuals that we have on, you know, give each other a chance to speak. You know, if I have to mute an individual to allow the other to do that, I don't want to take that into my control, but I'll make intern Timmy do it. But we want to have a constructive situation here. So without any further ado, I'm going to go ahead and bring on none other than Theory. Theory, are you with us?
Voorhees. The Macho Man Randy Savage. Oh, yeah, Voorhees. Oh, shoot, I'm here. I'm sorry. I was entertained by a jackass that couldn't freaking promo a match. Come on, man, sell the fight. Well, wait, never mind. There is no fight because you couldn't sell the fight in the first place. What a jackass. Voorhees. Ooh. <It's not. laughs> How did I give you a shot, Voorhees, and you don't even take it? I give you a shot, like a real one, an actual shot. I put Saint on the back burner, and we know his resume is great. And you can't even sell a fight. You bring Fallen to the ring, and she all upset. Oh, my God, buddy. But you can't sell the fight. You can't finish the deal. If this is going to be you on Sunday, we get a preview on Tuesday of what you can't do on Sunday. Finish the deal. My money's on the process of madness. This guy sucks. I'm sorry. Okay. Go ahead and talk now. See, this is how this works. I talk, then you talk. I talk, then you talk. Come on. Come on.
Yeah, Maurice, talk to him about how you got ghosted. Tell him how you feel about that.
It has nothing to do with it. But just remember, Siri, I know where you live.
You do? Oh.
Yeah.
You want to come tuck me in? Huh? Do you want to come over and tuck me in? I got milk and cookies. Do you want to come over, little Voorhees? I don't sleep at night anyway, so come on over, Voorhees. I'll put my foot in your ass. You're going be giving me the same dumbass look that you had in the ring. Oh, my God, he's leaving. Yeah, I left. So did the red brand or blue brand GM find somebody on Sunday to take Voorhees' spot because Voorhees don't know how to finish the deal? What's the deal? Anybody.
Voorhees will take
himself.
Care of everything because that's what I do.
Really?
I guarantee that I will take care of the prophets of madness and the trucking nightmares. The fallen souls will walk out as that top team. And as for you, like I said, I know where you live. And watch your lights because you never know where I'm coming from.
That's fine.
Watch your lights.
Okay. Okay, come on over. Come on over, Cupcake. It's all right. You can come over. All right? When you get here, like I told you before, I'm going to stick my foot up your ass. So, either way it goes, like I gave you a chance to be great. Yeah,
so,
and you got the damn inbox.
If that was the case, then
you're a fanboy.
I'm jumping in here. All right. We're talking over everybody now. Let's jump in here for a second. Voorhees, you were trying to say something. I'm going to give you a chance to say it, and I'm going to let Theory respond, and we got to get to everybody else here tonight. But go ahead, Voorhees. Let Theory respond, and we'll go from there.
If that was the case Tuesday night, why didn't he get in the ring with me? He already knew what was going to happen.
Can I respond now? You don't watch promos, do you? Do you do anything besides Voorhees? Because I swear, I told you that you had one job, and it was to sell to fight, you damn fanboy. You freaking got my representative inbox and begged for a match. You begged for one, and I give you one, and you can't even sell to fight. What the heck am I going to get in the ring for? For you?
I don't do promos. I do bloodshed. I don't do promos. I cause a lot of pain. That's what I'm about.
That's what you are about. Okay. Now, fun boy. If that's the case, if you don't do promos and you do pain and all of that, you can put that in a promo. See, right now we're promoing. Right now, this is a promo. Hey, I do pain. Would you like a promo class? I'll give you a promo class. I will. Because all you got to do is rewind this back, and you got a promo. Oh, my God. I'm bored. I'm from Crystal Lake.
Okay. I haven't had a chance to ask a question. So I'm going to jump in real quick. I have a question for you, Voorhees. I know that after Tuesday when you got ghosted worse than Bagpat, getting ghosted by a two-person toothpaste, you was pretty upset. I mean, you got stood up, you attacked the referee out of anger. I had to send security out to stop you. I mean, how do you deal with such disrespect, Voorhees? And the man is on the phone. He's disrespecting you some more, calling you a clown, a fanboy. I mean,
unsafe working environment.
How do you respond to this?
He will find his head on a stick very soon.
Unsafe working environment.
Can I respond to that?
Go ahead.
Yes, briefly.
Voorhees, you are straight up 100% 300-pound bag of bitches. Ain't nobody scared of you. You can't sell a fight. You ain't worth my time. Give me somebody else. Hey,
I'm glad you think it's funny.
Like it. Bishop can sell a fight. Give me Bishop. Hey, Bishop, and you can fight on Sunday. What's up, bro? Get this 300-pound tub of water off my damn phone.
Okay.
My space.
All right, we got to cut this show. We got to move on. As much as I would love to hear this, you know, for entertainment purposes, I might have to really, really talk Terry into going against Voorhees again, even though I know he said he wouldn't. But we got to move forward. My God. This is gold,
it better
man.
Be a sweet deal. It better be a sweet deal, because this dude's a bag of bitches and a waste of my time. Somebody else. Hey, Bishop, what's up? Me and you on Sunday. What's up? I like the way he's still a fight. What's up with Bishop? What's up, bro? What's up? Talk to me nice, or don't talk to me at all. See, you can learn something from Bishop. See, 40s, bag of bitches. Pointy, look at you go. Look at you.
I want you to listen. Remember.
I listen to you.
Who Satan is my best friend. So you remember that.
All right, we're here.
You do know that I have like a resident hotel suite in hell, right? Oh yeah, that's right. You haven't met Famine yet. Don't worry about it. You might. You just might. Fucking jackass. All
right. Thank you, Theory. Thank you, Voorhees. You guys have a good rest of your night. We're not going to give you much of a chance to respond here because we need to move on. That was very entertaining.
Come on.
But we got to
put on. Okay. Come on, Curtis, man. You gotta give it to him, Curtis, man. Theory puts him on the show, man. When he's on his shit, man. I mean, oh man, Voorhees,
and
man.
This is what I'll say. You know, Theory. He brings up a lot of interesting points about Voorhees, and, you know, we say here in the FWWC, activity is king, and Voorhees uttered the words, I don't promo, I do carnage. That's not great. So, you know, he may have some valid points here. I'm just saying. But we've got a lot of matches to still discuss here. So we are going to go ahead and get moving on. So we are going to go ahead and jump over to Blue Brand, and I want to go ahead and get this match kind of out of the way before we get to what I consider to be my dual main events for FWWC Extreme Rules. And this is going to be really what is going to open FWWC Extreme Rules for the FWWC Blue Brand, and it is actually going to be my return to the ring now. As I mentioned previously, you know, earlier in the night, you know, I am not going to be available here for the podcast next week due to some new work conditions, and that ultimately may, you know, lead to me, you know, moving back to an active competitor and moving, you know, my current co-general manager back into that role if I'm, you know, not able to fill it in the way I feel is necessary. And so to knock off some of that rust and to knock off some of that, you know, issues I might have, I am getting back in the ring. And not only am I getting back in the ring, but I'm getting back into the ring in a match that I brought to the FWWC. And that is, of course, a Light Tubes match. And so on Sunday, you will see myself, Tank Westbrook, and El Luchador de Kansas City start FWWC Extreme Rules in a Light Tube match. Any thoughts, Marcus?
Oh. You know what, Curtis? You are a piece of work. You call yourself the king of hardcore or whatnot, but you put yourself in a light tubes match with two of the softest people in the FWWC. How is that gonna affect your legacy? I'm gonna use Light Tubes on Dora the Explorer and Marshmallow. Like that. Come on, Curtis. You can do better than that. Get Sane or Hardcore Hawks or somebody like that. You get these two cream puffs in a ring with you in a hardcore Light Tubes match. Come on, Curtis. You got to do better than that, man.
So, here's the thing. I walked down to that ring on Tuesday night, and I said exactly what I said to you and to all of the FWWC tonight, to the entire locker room of the FWWC Blue Brand. I said, I want some competition. I want somebody to fight. And these were the two individuals who answered the call. So if anybody else wants to join in before Sunday, then be my guest, and we will have a whirl of a party with glass and blood everywhere. But until then, Yes, I will be facing Tank Westbrook and El Luchador. And hurting and breaking.
Are you sure it's going to be glass and blood, or is it going to be glass cupcakes and pillows, like, you know, a little girl's, you know, sleepover or something?
So,
I'm damn sure that Tank's going to bring the cupcakes and El Luchador is going to bring the damn pillows. It's going to be a snooze fest with these two.
Let me do this. Intern Timmy, if you would. So you've missed out on your opportunity here while you were bad-mouthing me in my light tube match, because as soon as I announced it, I got a message. You know, he was obviously upset with Voorhees and wasn't getting any real competition. So it has been confirmed on Sunday, joining and making it a Fatal 4-Ways Light Tubes match will be none other than Theory.
Okay, that will add some credibility to your match, because you don't know which one of them is going to come out. Maybe Famine. I don't know who's going to show up for that match. You know, I hope it's Famine, but, you know, that's just my personal, you know, preference. But that's going to add some legitimacy to the match. So now it's a little bit interesting now to have Theory, you know, added on to that match. So I like the move. Good job, Curtis.
And I do have a little the piece of information that you were asking on who was going to be in that match, and you're going to get your hopes there, Marcus. You're going to get what you wanted. It is going to be Famine stepping into the light tubes match.
Hell yeah. See, I knew it. I knew it. That was I guessed right. Famine is the perfect person to be in this match, and he is going to be the one that's going to give you a run for your money. And I feel bad for El Luchador. I feel bad for Tank. I hope Voorhees is watching this, because he's going to show why he doesn't think you belong in the same stratosphere as him.
It's going to be interesting. I am so excited. Things are changing up. I'm excited. I'm a little concerned about my safety, but hey, if I'm coming back, I'm going to come back the way that I've always lived in the WWC, and that is on the edge. So let's go ahead. I'm going to throw it back over to you. We'll cover some more information on Red, and we're getting close to the end of the night here.
Well, the next match I'm going to get into, which I think we have a caller on hold, has been a very, very, very personal match. And it is for the opportunity to title snatch one of your belts over on Blue Brand. And it is between none other than the head honcho himself of La Familia, El Mato Ratos, versus the leader of the Battle Tanks, the man they call Battle Cat. And these two, well, for the most part, El Mata, it's been very, very personal. He's been attacking his character, his ability as, you know, a wrestler. El Mata has really been digging deep to try and get something out of Battle Cat, which he has been unsuccessful until today, when Battle Cat drops his promo, really showing what type of fire he really can bring to the match. And it's exciting because El Mata in his promo pretty much said, I'm going to take that title snatch from you, and on top of that, I'm going to add the stipulation that if you lose Battle Cat, the Battle Tanks, you and Tank will not be getting a shot at those tag belts at SummerSlam, which is a huge stipulation.
It is definitely huge, and, you know, we've been talking about this individual. You know, we've been dancing around it. I think it's time to go ahead and bring him on. Let me make sure I've got this correct here. The man who runs in the jungle, none other than Battle Cat. Battle Cat, are you with us? Battle Cat.
Battle Cat, don't you screw this up, Battle Cat. This is your chance. This is your chance to speak your piece and to let the world what you think. You can't back out now.
Bah, bah, bah,
bah. Valcat. Well, try calling us back, Valcat, because we could not hear you. You know, track phones, I heard, don't work real well in the Everglades, but, you know, such is life. Give him a second to come back here. I want to talk to him. He was talking mad crap in the backstage about how he was going to show up and take our show hostage. And when we give him the opportunity to come on, silence.
He probably went to go take a shower. If anything, he's taking is a shower. That I can guarantee you.
Hey, how's that taking a shower?
Yeah, he wants to talk about taking over the show. He can't take a shower. Can't take
that's
the time
true.
Out
that
to promo
true.
Against one of the greatest in the FWWC. Well, you want to take our show over. Battle Cat, you got to put up or shut up. Your whole reputation, Battle Cat's reputation is on the line right now, Battle Cat. So please call us back. We want to hear you. We want to hear what you got to say to El Mata in this whole situation. You have about 9 minutes to get that in, because if not, then...
All right. I think we got him back. Let me go ahead and let's try this again. We have the man who runs in the jungle, Battle Cat.
Listen, I didn't call to talk to you. I didn't call to talk to Mayhem. I simply called to take the show over, and that's exactly what's going to happen, whether or not you like it. If you don't like it, too bad. I don't give a shit. That's what's going to happen. Now, I'll call.
I mean, my finger is literally hovering over the mute button, so you can answer our questions, or I can turn you off.
Hey, wait. I'm talking here, okay? Do what makes you feel better. Whatever you think makes you feel better, you go ahead and do it. Because personally, I don't give a shit what you're doing. Okay?
Go ahead.
Thank you. Now, as I was, while I was really interrupted, okay, I called to talk to that sewer rat wetback known as El Mata. So I need you to put him on right now. Because I know he's there. The boss is never too far away, right?
I haven't seen him around anymore. Have you, Marcus?
I'm sure he's hovering around. Or anything, I want this little wetback to know something, all right? He comes to my jungle. Okay, he talking about, he looking for me. Yeah, bitch, I see you. But you know what? Why fight you now? Because I got all of Sunday to kick your ass. Let that be a warning. Because next time I see him, he already knows what's going to happen. And as far as for him throwing these little stipulations about, oh, now that my title snatch opportunity is on the line, and also our spot in the ladder match, which we won, is on the line, fine. You know what? Throw another goddamn stipulation if you want to. Go ahead. Throw them all. Throw the whole damn book at me if you want to. Go for it. Go for it. If you want to help him out, Mayhem, go for it. You can go for it, too. Oh, Curtis Black, I know you have nothing to do with this, but if you want to add something, go for it. This is a freebie for fucking everybody.
I mean, you said you were taking over the show, so you want to take over the show? Take over the show.
I'm telling you to talk now, so now you can talk.
I mean, I have things that I'm going to get to. Let me make sure though.
I just
got a little technical difficulty here. We do have Marcus back on the line.
Battle Cat, I know that you're not too happy with the stipulations and whatnot, but the designation.
Hey, I'm talking again, okay? So shut up. Like I said, if you want to add another one, go for it. Because that seems to be what everybody's doing right now, right? Okay, go ahead. The floor is yours. You can talk again.
Captain Cat, I know you're trying to stick your chest out. You're trying to recover from, you know, getting schooled by El Monte. That's fine. But you must not forget who has the keys on red. Do not forget.
Hey, like I told Curtis, do what you feel like you need to do to make you happy. You know,
I need to do nothing to make me happy. I am already one of the best who have ever done it. I don't need to be happy. I am already content of being one of the best.
I shit. I don't see how Tank thinks this shit works, because clearly it fucking does not work. It works maybe in his world, but in mine it does not.
What is your world? What works in your world, Battle Cat?
Don't worry about that.
Come on, you have to speak your feelings. You have to talk about your feelings or no one can help you, Battle Cat.
I got said. About to throw in stipulations, that's fine. If he wants to throw more, then let him go right ahead. For everyone he threw, I got a baseball bat waiting to hit a home run with that bitch. So keep going. Keep throwing them. We can do this home run derby here all day, all night, however long you want to go with it. And like I said, if you want to add something to it, then fine. You can go ahead and do that too. But right now, I got more serious shit that I need to tend to. So I'll see you assholes later.
Bye, Valcat. So the takeover lasted like 4 minutes. So anyway,
he's going to go take that shower. He's going to go take that shower. That is the more pressing thing. Instead of Battlecat, instead of, you know, coming after me and Curtis, because we're not your opponents, El Monte is your opponent. Instead of going after El Monte and reclaiming your 2 sets of balls back that he has, instead of getting those back from El Monte, you decided to come after me and Curtis. Now, I have to say, Battlecat, the whole reason for me choosing you is because you are one of the most clutch people in the FWWC, and you having this match with El Monte, I was excited for. I really expected you to just come after him, but this just tells me after you coming after me and Curtis and not going after El Monte, it really shows the power level in this match.
It does. And, you know, the fact that we're going to see, you know, Battlecat, is he going to stand up to his word or is he going to, you know, fold under pressure? Because, you know, strike me, I you know, my FWFC history is not as good as, you know, I'd like it to be. But after what, like years of talk, this is the first opportunity Battlecat's had to face off against El Monte. Is that right?
Yes, this will be the first time ever that Battlecat gets a shot at El Monte. He's been wanting one for God knows how long. I know since I've been in the championship.
It's going to be interesting.
Hasn't had a shot. Now he gets his shot, and to a lot of people, they feel that, you know, he hasn't deserved it or he hasn't lived up to, you know, the hunger he says he has for wanting to beat El Monte. Before then, he hasn't shown it, and he hasn't deserved a chance, and he's proven why.
Yeah, all right. Well, we're going to go ahead and rapid fire through these. At least I've got 2 more matches I just want to mention real quickly here, and then we will get to our promo of the weekend and get up on out of here. We are going to have on the Blue Brand a triple threat tag ladder match for the Blue Brand spot at FWWC SummerSlam for the tag championships. We are going to see the Lovebirds, that is Funky Flex and Allison Che Atticus, facing off against the Battle Tanks, as we just discussed, facing off against the Grim Reapers, in Savior Saint and Daniel Grimm. And then finally, finishing off, this is his last chance, Corbin Slater is defending his Undisputed Legends Championship against Savior Saint And we have yet to hear fully what that match is going to be, but last time I checked with the poll, we are currently standing at a three stages of hell match. So it is going to be a bloody and brutal night for Corbin Slater and Savior Saint. Marcus Mayhem, any final matches on your side here before we get to promo of the week and get on out of here for the night?
Well, one match I want to get into is the barbed wire cage match, and it's between Remy Ricks, Funky Flex, and Daniel Grimm. And for Remy Ricks, I know he's a newcomer in the group, but this is his chance to show what he's made of going against two of the very best that WWC has to offer. So we're going to see what type of man he is in such a brutal match. And the final match we're going to get into is our main event match. It is between the Enchantress, are reigning defending champion, going against the challenger Hardcore Sis. And these two ladies have been going at it for weeks now. Hardcore Sis wanted this match. She got it. And I got to say, I'm really excited for these two women. And it's going to be a close match because they are both hungry to either retain or capture this title.
Definitely, and that definitely deserves its spot as the main event. It's going to be an absolutely killer match. So real quickly before we get to our promo of the week and get on out of here for the evening, I do want to thank one last time our sponsors, the Wrestle Talk Podcast with Joe and Renee. Again, make sure you check out last night's episode with Techno Destructo and Derek Neal. And as well, again, I heard the FWWC segment was absolutely fire. I haven't quite gotten that far in my my episode yet, but another fantastic show from Joe and Renee. Also, make sure you're checking out on YouTube Wrestle Talk Podcast with Joe and Renee. You can see all of their simulcasts in addition to the best FWWC promos that are also put up on the page, as well as WrestleTalkPodcast.com, where you can find more information on Wrestle Talk Podcast mugs, as well as more information on the FWWC if you're new to the FWWC. With that all being said, intern Timmy, hit the music. And this week, our promo of the week, we will have two honorable mentions. We're going to go ahead and mention those first. Honorable mentions to both Savior Saint and Battle Cat for their promos this week. But your FWFC promo of the week is going to none other than the leader of La Familia Worldwide, El Matarata, and Tongue and Cheeks. Obviously, he had a lot of strong words for an individual we just got done speaking with here, but he definitely made his point clear, and I think it's just a matter of time until Sunday when we see those two face off. Marcus, any thoughts on the promo here before we get out of here?
All I got to say is what El Mata pretty much said to Battlecat, and pretty much anyone else who has a problem with him or La Familia, you can kiss his big, hairy, glorious people's ass.
All right. That fits El Mata perfectly, and honestly, I can't think of a better way for us to get up on out of here for the kind of evening we've had. So on behalf of Marcus Mayhem, I am Curtis Black. And, you know, the thing I want to kind of stress this here before we go, just so that a lot of people, you know, maybe understand what makes a winner when it comes to promo of the week in the FWWC, because, you know, there's different styles, there's different things you can do. Ultimately, what, you know, makes it promo of the week material is a couple of things. A big factor is going to be your setting and where you're doing things. Obviously, if you go if you have it and you go watch this promo, you're going to see it's not in a car or, you know, in, you know, a backyard. It's somewhere where you're going to see, you know, something different than what you see all the time. You know, there is humor to it. There is creativity to it. Obviously, with Almada, there's always passion behind it. The things that, you know, you want to see and the things that you see in the best promos are what we look for in promo of the week. So just a thought for those of you that are listening, Marcus, I guess I'll throw it over to you for, you know, any other thoughts on what you feel made in the promo of the week, you know, things that maybe people can do better before we get out of here.
Yeah, I mean, piggyback off what you said, I mean, you have to channel the essence of your character. I mean, El Mata, he's gritty, he's grimy, he's sarcastic, but he's in your face. That's his character. That's what he portrays. I mean, if you're someone who's, you know, dark, you know, evil, whatnot, try and kind of have a dim setting, you know, light some candles or, you know, just kind of be really creative with what your character is to portray. Because when people see your promos and they say that you're supposed to be this dark entity or some dark person and you're in broad daylight, no one's going to believe it. Or if you're sitting in the car, they're not thinking the devil is driving a, you know, a 92 Honda Civic. No one's going to believe that. So you have to make your promo believable with your character. So that's a little bit of advice I would like to throw out there. You have to have people believe your character and your promo, how you talk, you know, try and dress how your character is supposed to be. People will be more engaged with you.
And, you know, just kind of, you know, throwing out some examples again, you know, we've got a lot of new people and maybe that's why we're spending a little bit more time. But again, you know, we're coming up on a pay-per-view, which is really kind of our most productive time when it comes to promos and really exciting things. So honestly, two people, and this is, you know, people from each brand that you can kind of, you know, look at and have, you know, they know their character. They know who they are. You know, Savior Saint, the Enchantress, you know, they know who they are at, you know, at an atomic level. You know, if you ask them a question about who they are, they can give you an answer probably without thinking about it. So just something to think about. You know, we're not saying you have to be them, but it is something to maybe go and take a look at that. So honestly, though, great show tonight. I want to thank everybody who joined us, who called in. Was absolutely, you know, we're running a little past and not even feel like we're having a hard time doing it because it was great having all of this interaction we had tonight. With that being said, I'm going to go ahead and get us up on out of here. On behalf of Marcus Mayhem, I am Curtis Black. I want to thank you all for joining us, and I hope you guys do join Marcus Mayhem next week with his to-be-announced co-host for episode 118 of the FWWC Tonight. Have a great evening.
Deuces.